let us kick off with our social rundown with Stefan Lombard. Good morning. You are the social guy. Why don't you know the South African movies?
I have my moments.
I'm just teasing. All right. What is trending?
Apple is trending, and so is Google for that matter. Oh. And all because of the online game Fortnite.
Yay.
You might not care about any of those tech giants, but a payment war is brewing. And it might just benefit us as consumers depending on the outcome. So as we speak, Fortnite has been banned from both the Apple App Store as well as the Google Play Store. In total, through various platforms, Fortnite is played by 350 million people around the world.
Okay.
It matters. So Fortnite is a free-to-play game, and you can, however, make purchases within the game. So different outfits for your character or various items to give you an advantage against your opponents, etc. These transactions are handled by the respective Apple and Google stores, and they each charge 30% commission for each transaction. Which is sizable. And Fortnite is understandably not happy with this arrangement and, in protest, has tried to bypass this, knowing full well that they'd be banned, to be clear. And I think just to start this conversation, the conversation being that almost every phone in the world uses either Apple or Google services.
Right.
And this could be seen as monopolistic. I mean, I think that's kind of the definition. Fortnite is making this move because they're also a big boy in the playground.
Mm.
They want to say that, you know, this isn't fair. Why are you just taking 30% of our revenue for doing what? It matters because the exclusive possession or control of the supply of or trade in a commodity or service is wrong. If Fortnite wins this war, then we might, as consumers, be benefiting in the long run because two players do not make a competitive industry. It just doesn't work like that. So maybe there might be better services or prices down the line. So if you play Candy Crush, this matters to you. If you are a casual user, this also matters to you because something has got to give.
So what are some of the users saying? Are there any people who are in support of it?
Everyone is in support of
it.
If you are someone who's had to pay 30% extra, then it certainly matters. So it gets a little bit technical, but you can download Fortnite if you have a Google phone without using the Play Store. It's just laborious. And Fortnite incentivizes this by making their purchases cheaper.
Okay.
So people can already get 20%, 30% discount by going through effort.
Right.
And that has been a great incentive to get people to care about this.
And any dissenting opinion and why, if there has been?
Well, Google is a platform and Apple is a platform and they deserve to make revenue off of their ecosystems.
Yes.
I think the 30% is the sticking point.
Okay.
Almost a third of all turnover is a lot of commission to take. I think that's fair.
This is an interesting development insofar as these companies were just in front of the US Congress with respect to their very dominant positions and ability to influence markets this way.
But I see this from a very South African perspective where we have a incredibly active competition commission and it can be criticized for sometimes overreaching or overreacting or being far too fond of really like giving business a fright, where the US, where these companies are most dominant, antitrust, as they call it, kind of plays out very differently. I don't know if this was a conversation before, but suddenly now, with a game with this kind of following, it matters. And it can create some sort of precedent. But, I mean, Google and Apple, if they stand together, it's a very big Goliath to take on.
It is, but it's important, actually. I think Fortnite is coming up as the David in this particular fight, it would seem, insofar as other platforms that you could use on phones like Facebook stand side by side with the Apples and Googles, as opposed to they probably should be standing side by side with the Fortnite, but they're free. And so it introduces, because Fortnite and esports are so powerful, it introduces a completely different dynamic in terms of the power play.
I'm excited because this fits into what we were discussing about Uber's dominance, about Facebook's dominance.
Mm.
And maybe, just maybe, we are as an internet economy and society maturing and dealing with these issues, because these conversations are well overdue.
They are, but nobody had the leverage. Nobody had the strength. And so Fortnite is a good player for now until they're too big and start we need to see what happens in this arc of development, right?
Yes, the internet is in its infancy. It's only been a couple of decades of mass consumption. We need to figure these things out and build an equitable version that we can all benefit from in an ideal world.
Wow, that was quite a speech. I'm just going to fold up his podium quickly. No, but what do you think? I think Stefan makes a really good point here. What are our rights? And is it appropriate for us to hope that a large dominant games player like Fortnite is fighting for our rights? And how soon is it before they turn around and become like a Google and a Facebook or an Apple, who we used to think represented our interests in the first place? 021-446-0567 if you'd like to weigh in on this idea. I'm still curious to hear from you your thoughts about the 200 Rand duffel bags carrying between 5 and 20,000 Rand at the time. And the other question I have is, are we really this country? Like, are we really doing skullduggery in cash? Is there no, like, sort of wire transfer, seeing as people are visible anyway with the big bags? Otherwise, WhatsApp me on 0725671567.